Ama bunda
what is that?
What I said. So that time, you don't see that this is letter A. You don't see. That time you don't see that this is letter A. That time you don't. There's no appearance to you. There's no appearance to you that this is letter A. You don't have appearance that this is letter A. Why you don't have appearance? Why you don't see that this letter A is because you don't have appearance this letter A. And why you don't have appearance this letter A is because your mind hasn't made up the label. Your mind hasn't made up the label A as a left hand. Sorry, E. Your mind hasn't made up the label E. And believe in that. So, why there's no appearance? Why you don't have appearance to this letter A is because your mind hasn't made up the label E and believe in that. So that is because nobody see the teacher hasn't taught. Teacher hasn't introduced you that this is letter E. You see, you. So, therefore, you see, therefore, you don't see that this is letter E. You don't have appearance. You don't have appearance that this is letter E. Just a line, like this. You see. So you see now. So now this is what's called this is the base. So what you see. So the thing that you see, the line that you see like this, you see, before you see that this is letter A, and appearing that this is letter A before that. So this is the base. This is the base. So what you're seeing now here, you see, you're seeing the base to be labeled E. You're seeing the base. You see, you're seeing the base to be labeled E. So now, then the teacher, you see, introduces you. After this line is written, after the line is drawn there, and teacher introduces you that this is E. Then you see, you follow to that, you believe in that. You follow to that, and then your mind. Relating to this line, relating to this line, or because there's this line on the paper or blackboard, so your mind made up the label E. Your mind made up the label E and believe in that. And because of that, then after that, there's appearance. After that, then there's appearance. You have appearance that this is letter E. You have appearance. After the appearance, then you see that this is letter E. So you're seeing that this is letter E comes, letter. So before seeing that this is letter E, you see. Before seeing that this is letter E. So anyway, seeing this think that this is let us see. This is come from a letter. So yeah. Yeah, that is. So now you see. First, this one. So you see now. So you, from here you can understand. You see the base. You see the base to be labeled E first, and then you see the E afterwards. You know, you don't see together. You don't see at the same time. You see the base to be labeled E first. You know, then you see the label. Then you see the label E letter. So this is a very important point, but extremely important point. You know, to have this understanding. You don't see the base and the label E. You don't see the base to be labeled E and the label E. You don't see that. You don't see at the same time. There's no way to see at the same time. So you see the base first, and then you see the label E letter. You see. So now you can see. That means the base. This line, you know, like this. Line like this, the base, there is the base, and the label E, you see, they're not one. What it shows, because you see the base first, afterwards you see the E, you see. So that shows, just that experience, you see, what happens in our daily life, you see. It shows that the base and the label E, the base, that line, that particular design, and the label E is not one. They're different phenomena. It shows they're different phenomena. So this is an extremely important, very important point to differentiate the base and the label. Be able to differentiate the base and the label. Extremely important. Very central point that to be able to recognize what the object to be the truth, that which is the false, and that which is the hallucination, see, and to be able to realize the truth of the what exists. To be able to realize emptiness and that phenomena which exists. You see. So now you know it's different. Yeah, the base, the which is the design, the line, the particular line, and the label E is different. It's a number one, they're different phenomena. You see now, normally, you see, in our view, normally in the past how it has been, you see, the view of the E, that the E, how it has been, perhaps can be said as is one, you know, the base and the base. To be labeled E and the label E as one or undifferentiable. It's undifferentiable. This is how it has been. This is how it has been in our perception. You see. This is how it appears to our hallucinated mind. You see. And we believe in that way. So this is our old view, you know, old perception or old view. you see, so this is so this is, you see, what is called objective purity. One definition. So one definition objective purity. The false object, you see, that is this. Base and the label are differentiable. You see, in our view, even though they're different in the reality, but you see, some perception, they are differentiable. So this, so maybe I first finish this one. So you see now, the E, what exists, is what is. The E, what exists, is there. By seeing the base, you know, this particular design first, and then you see that thought made up the label, merely imputed, you know, or made up the label E. So that is it. So that E what exists is that. First, by seeing this particular design line like this, then your mind says, seeing that, then this is the second time, made up the label, this is E. So that is what it is, what it exists, E what it exists. E what it exists. The E says, which appears to us, you see, undifferentiable with the base. Undifferentiable with the base. So that one is perpetuum. You see, the E which appears in that way, and that which we believe, that is the. That is what is objective purity, and that is a hallucination, and that is totally non-existent. That E is totally non-existent. That E is totally non-existent. So the same thing. So like, you see, so like this example, you see, in our perception, you see, I appearing, see, the I which exists is, you see, by seeing the aggregate, then the thought which made up the label, you know, that thought, I which is merely labeled by that thought, that's what I want to exist. you see, but then in our perception, not appearing that way, appearing that I, you see, indifferentiable with aggregates. Indifferentiable, you see, with aggregates. So that is that is objectively the I appearing this way, and is undifferentiable with aggregates. So this, as is one is undifferentiable with the base aggregates, that is object to be repeated. So that is a total hallucination, non-existent. That is totally empty. So like this, any phenomena, you see, any phenomena, that we all the rest of the phenomena, what is, for example, here what we see, the form, you see, the flowers, the light, the table, cloth, ceiling, you know, windows, mountains, the sky, statues, all these people, all these things, form, sound, smell, taste, and object, all this.
Mm. You see, that we don't see different from the base, you know. Different from the base. We don't see that way. We everything, you know, all this rest of phenomena as is undifferentiable from the base. You see how it appears all these things to our minds, you know, as undifferentiable from the base. So all these are hallucinations. All this part of appearance, all these are hallucinations. So all these are objects to be repeated. All these are objects to be repeated. All these are false objects. All these are false, and all these are what we have to realize empty. You see, to make it more clear, that so now here on this design, you see, here on this design, you know, like this, if you look for the E, you see, on this design. You see, on this line, first you see here, on this line, you know, on this line you cannot find E. On this line you cannot find E. And on this line you cannot find E. On this line you cannot find E. You know, on that line you cannot find E. And even the whole group of this design, you know, like this, even on the whole group of this line, you know, like this, you cannot find E. If you look for the E there, you cannot find. On these pieces, you cannot find E. Even the whole group together of this, you cannot find E. There's no E there. So this is extremely important point, you know, this understanding. On each pieces, you cannot find E. Even the whole group together on this, you cannot find E. So you see now, let's see. This, so put this way, so this line like this, that's not E, and this line like this, not E, this line like this, not E, this line like this, not E. This is the, these are, you see, part of the, this is part of the E. So each line like this is a part of the E. So part of the E means it's not E. Just from the language, you know, you can understand, you know, it's part of it. Part of E means it's not E. Like, for example, similar, as I often use, part of the car. The part of the car doesn't mean it's car. You know, you cannot use part of the car to bring people, you know, to, from here to Kuala Lumpur, you know, from here to the part of the, say, you cannot drive the part of the car. You cannot bring people. You know, by part of the car. You know, these pieces of the car. You know, by part of that. You know, you cannot bring people. You cannot drive. Cannot drive. You cannot take people. so like part of the car. You see. Means it's not car, similar, so similar apply here. part of E means it's not E. So each piece is, you know, this part of E, so it's not E. And even the whole thing, you see, even the whole design is not E. Even the whole design is not E. Why? Because that is the base. While the whole design, you know, is not E, because that's the base. That is the base. to be labeled E. That is the base to be labeled E. If the base for this design, you see, if this base is the E, then from very beginning, when you see the base, you should be able to see E. From very beginning, when you see the line on the paper or the blackboard drawn there, you should be able to see E. But you don't see the E. You just see the line, you don't see E. You understand? If the base, the design, if that's E, then you should see, but very beginning when you see the design, you should be able to see E from the beginning, you see. before you are introduced. This E. you see, that time you are seeing the base, but you're not seeing the E. Now, even after we were taught that this E, even after, for example, even now, you see, so like this, now, you see, now we have to think. Now we have to think this way. You see, what is it? Now, what is it? What is it that you see makes your mind to choose the particular label E? What is it that makes your mind to choose the particular label E? What makes you do that? That's another way of analyzing. See, what is it? what is it that makes your mind choose this particular label E? There has to be some reason. Before the mind choose, you see, by seeing this line like this, that doesn't make you to choose particular label E. By seeing this, doesn't make you to choose particular label E. Any other design like this one, harm. So, almost. Anyway, this one. So even that doesn't make you to choose the particular level E. You see, any other design, by seeing another design, doesn't make you to choose the particular level E. You see, only, what makes you to choose the particular level E is only by seeing this particular design, like this, and then, like this. Well, the other way, and generally, that is according to the individual person's writing or handwriting, or many funny things, anyway. So the anyway, so so this is an example, you see. So, what makes your mind choose the particular label is by seeing this, by seeing this particular design first, then you see your mind choose this particular label E. By seeing this particular design first, then as a result, your mind you see make particular label. So there is a reason. So you can see now there is a reason. There is a reason. There is a reason before the mind makes up the label. There is a reason, and the reason is the base. What is that reason? The reason is seeing the base. You see? So now, so now, you see now, so that means, now you understand, now here, see, this is, yes, similar, you see, yeah, among, you see, among many people, before you, among many people, you see, before your mind make up the label, this is my mother or this is my father, you see, there are many people there. There are many, see, bodies, many aggregates. Many aggregates are there. So just by seeing any aggregates doesn't make you to decide to put the label my father or my mother. So you see, even though hundreds, thousands, billions, millions, how many there are, how many aggregates, you see. Aggregates, you see. So you see, only see, what makes you decide the label, this is my father or this is my mother. Your mind to make up the label, this is my father, this is my mother. So you have to see something first. You see, there has to be reason before that, and then seeing something, seeing a particular figure, seeing a particular, figure, the body, see, the aggregate, particular figure. Particular figure, you see, and that, you see, did function, that they gave birth to you, no? Particular aggregates, particular body, you see, and which did that function, you know, gave birth. So, seeing that particular aggregates first, you see, then your mind, as a result, your mind choose the particular label, father or mother, my father or my mother. So therefore, you see, even here, you see the base, the aggregate first, then afterwards you see the mother, father. See, same, you see the aggregate first, then you see the person later, you know. You don't see aggregates and the father together. You see, at the same time, you don't see aggregates of the mother and aggregates of the mother. You see, the base and the label mother. You don't see at the same time. You see, the aggregates, the base and the father. The label father, you know, you don't see the same time. So you see different times. You see the base, I guess, first, then you see later, father, mother, or you see the person. You see the base, I guess, first, then see that person. Later, you see. So same with all the, see the aggregates first, then see the eye later. You know, first see the aggregates base, then you see after that, then you see the label I. Like this, same with all the rest of the phenomena. You know, there's a base and there's a label. So the label E, the label E and the base, that particular design, you see the base, you know, those two are not separate. They don't exist separately, but they exist differently. Same thing, the I and I guess do not exist separately, but they exist differently. They're not one. They're not one. So this is how it's all the rest of the phenomena, but we're not aware, you know. I'm not aware in our daily life. So you see, how these things appear to us is as they are, as indifferentiable with the base, you know. So totally false. The way things appear, everything, the way all the phenomena, including the way it appears to us and the way we believe, is totally wrong, totally false. So we're living the life. So actually, in order to realize emptiness, we have to know how the whole life is totally living the hallucination. Total hallucination. So only then you can get the idea of emptiness. Otherwise not. There are different types of hallucinations. There are different levels of different types of hallucinations. So now, to conclude this. So here, so a line design like this, you see, this E, no, it's F, see, the design like this here, you know, like this. So each pieces of this, you know, is not E. Each piece of this, not E. Even all together, is not E, because all together is a base. Base to be labeled, you see, to be labeled E. you know, by seeing this first base, then to be labeled E, you see. Even the whole design together, you see, like this, is not E. If this design is E, if that base is the label E, then you see when you see the base at the same time, if you see the E, the further analysis is that now, in that case, if you're seeing, as soon as you see the base, you see the E at the same time, then what? The next question is, what makes your mind to see the E? What's the reason there? What is the reason there makes your mind to see the letter E? So is there any reason to make the mind to decide a particular label E? Or not? You see, this, you know, this design, like this, this base, if this is the E, if this base is the label E, then you should see from the very beginning, when you see the base, as soon as you see the base, you should be able to see E. So then in that case, then what is the reason? Is there any reason that makes your mind to choose a particular label E or not? Is there any reason that makes your mind to choose a particular label E or not? But you see what I'm saying is that, you see, if this is the base of the E, and if this is the E, if this base is the label E, then you should be able, as soon as you see the base, you should be able to see the E, you see. according to that, according to that, no, then you should be able to see. From it, as soon as you see the base, this design, you should be able to see. But, in a sense, so the reality is, that's not a way, that's not the evolution, see. Reality is, you see, first you should draw this, that before you are introduced this E, you have no appearance. You have no appearance of this E, and you don't see that this letter E. Okay, just design like this. Only after teacher introduces you to this letter E, and you follow. Only after your mind labeled, matter the label and believe in that. Then only after that, you know, you have the appearance of this E, and you see this letter E. So, yeah. So now, what I'm saying here is that if you believe, you see, this design, you know, like this, which is the base. If this is the letter E, if this is the E, then you see mistake what comes is that when you see this design base, you know, you should be able to see at the same time. You see, this mistake will rise. And if you're seeing that this design is E with the base, you see, when you see this, you see letter E at the same time, then what is it? Then what is it? What is the reason there that causes you your mind to choose particular label E? The particular label E, no. To your mind to make up the particular label E. Understand? So you see so there's no reason. So you see, anyway, if you're not answering, then I'll answer. So anyway, I have no time to wait. Anyway, so there's no reason. There hasn't got any reason because you see all the rest of the designs, you know, all the rest of the design like this, or you know, even like that, or something. All the other things, you see, doesn't cause you, doesn't make your mind to choose the particular label E, you know. So you have to see something. You have to see something first. You have to see a particular design first before your mind to make up the label E. You see. So therefore, so their particular design is, you know, this particular design is this one. You know, and that's the base. That's the base. You have to see the base first. The particular base. You know, the particular base, particular design, particular base first. Only then the label comes from your mind. Only then your mind makes the label. So you see, this is the evolution. So now here you think. Now, one very important thing is, each piece is, you know, each design like this, not E, you know, each of these is not E, but even the whole design is not E. And you cannot find E on this anywhere, you know. You cannot find E. First, analyze each piece is not E. Okay, each line, each piece of line, and the whole complete design is not E. Okay. Third, you cannot find E on this, on each line. You cannot find E. You know, on this you cannot find E. On this one you cannot find E. On this one you cannot find E. On this one you cannot find E. On this line, you cannot find E anywhere. On this line, you cannot find E. So that means E does not exist on this line. So the conclusion is, on this line, E doesn't exist. There's no E there. There's no E, you see, on this base, on this design. So that is, you see, that's extremely important. That's an extremely important point, this discovery. You not realize what is false, what's the reality. The E. So here, listen, the E. This is an example that, to understand all the rest. With every phenomenon, what's the false, what's the reality. What exists, what doesn't exist. So on this, design, there's no E. On this base, there's no E. But that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. There's E on the paper, on the blackboard, there's E on the blackboard, on the paper, because there's this design. This design is there on the paper, on the blackboard. But on this design, base, there's no E. So it's not. So now, what is the E? Become extremely subtle phenomena. You see, if you analyze what is the E, again, as I mentioned yesterday, I is how it's extremely fine phenomena. So here, E, again, extremely subtle, become extremely subtle. So now here, on top of that, you see, the mind, you see, a reason by simple base, the mind just create the idea. Mind just made the idea, just made of the label, E. Just made up the idea, the label, E. That's it. So now here, So how's possible? E there. You see, E there on the design. See? from this one can see. You see, not possible. It doesn't exist there on the design, on the base at all. So E what exists is what's merely because there's this design base, and then mind just made the idea, just made of the label E. See, that's it. So we have to satisfy how the E exists just by that. We have to satisfy how the E exists just by that.